couple of years ago, I was asked in Pesach, someone had a guest. Not Shem Matayo Mitzvahs, a lot of people invite people for Pesach. Not Shem Matayo Mitzvahs. Mekarav them. And the Shaila was, Motzi Pesach, he's taking them to Shul. He shows them in the Siddur Ma'ariv, they know how to read. Koishi. Comes the Sfira. To tell them to count Sfira or not. If they will count Sfira, tomorrow they're going back to Tel Aviv, they're not going to count Sfira. So they will only count Ayom Yom Echot Bo'imer, but they're not going to count Ayom Shnei Yomim Bo'imer, Ayom Shloisha Yomim Bo'imer, and Ayom Arbo Yom. They're not going to count. You're allowed to be machshil them. Or maybe it's not called that you machshil them. The halacha is, like we will see, that if a person forgot to count one day, he carries on counting, but without a bracha. Why? So shaila, if every day is a separate mitzvah, or it's one big mitzvah. If every day is a separate mitzvah, so even if you missed out a day, you could carry on counting. Mashenken, if every day is a separate mitzvah, if it's one big mitzvah, if you missed out one day, you can carry on counting. This person, so the halacha is, if you forget one day, you have to carry on counting, we'll see later, because maybe every day is a separate mitzvah, but you don't make a bracha, because maybe it's one big mitzvah. Now, if you take this person to shul, and you open him the siddur, and you show him Sfira Soima, he makes a bracha, but he's not going to count tomorrow again. So you machshir him in a bracha levatala. Or it's not considered you machshir him in a bracha levatala. One shayla. Second shayla is, a person knows for sure he's going to have surgery, heart surgery, open heart surgery. Today, Baruch Hashem, it goes a bit quicker. When I was a bit younger, it took 20 hours, 36 hours. Till they finish to do everything, till they woke up. He knows that in the middle of Sfira is going to miss one day. He's scheduled. Hey, Eo is going to have surgery. He's allowed to start the count with a bracha or not. When the Shalas Benson they get to Bochum, but every year they have a chazaka, they never finish, yeah? But that class, the boys that don't daven ma'ariv b'tzibur, what happens to them, yeah? Guy daven b'tzibur, only if he's mamash ma'arich b'tfilah, so it also could happen to him. But that class, someone you see that he forgot, but that class is another answer. That was a ma'ariv in the koisel, yeah? But this bachar, and he's 27, 28, he never made it. A lot of people get married, it's the Rebbetzins. Yeah? The house, oh, people are married for 20 years, 30 years. Yeah? The most she made it till 32. Yeah, like this year she made it to 35, right? So she's allowed to start the count with a bracha or not. So this is one shaila. And the second shaila is that person, that guest that was not Shem Atayra Mitzvahs, also didn't know Hebrew so well. He didn't know what it means. He thought it's Echad Miyadeh from the Hagadah Shel Pesach. You could count like that or not. And we'll see it's Megiah to a lot of Shailas that is Megiah to everyone. So maybe we'll try a little bit the Mesada, the Alochas, and duch them we will know the Shailas. So the halachas is, if a person forgets to count one day, the Shulchan Aruch paskens, yamshich lispor beloy brocha. Why? Because we have a machlekes, if it's one mitzvah, it's separate mitzvahs. The Shulchan Aruch paskens misofek, you have to carry on accounting, but without a bracha. What would be if you misupik if you forgot? And you don't remember yesterday if you counted or not. Every day I counted yesterday. I have a lot of times, I had 5 or 6 today myself, they asked me, they're not sure if yesterday they counted the right number. They know they counted, they're not, because 20 doesn't sound to them yesterday, it was 19. It doesn't sound to them. Remember, the last number they remember is 18. Maybe they were jet lag, long shana, yeah? He wants to know if he could carry on counting or not. As a mefurash Shulchan Aruch that you carry on counting. Simen tof peites seif ches. Why? I saw the brachas lekulas. Why do you make a bracha? Sfek sfek. Sofek, maybe every day is a separate mitzvah. And even if it's one mitzvah, maybe I count it. Next aloch. Person for sure forgot by night. So he counts by day without a bracha. Right? For shalocha. I think everyone knows that aloha. The other day after, he could carry on counting with a bracha or not? Yes? Why? Here is interesting. The Chofetz Chaim in the text of his sefer doesn't say why. Interesting. And Simon Tov Peites Seif Ches. Forgot one day, if you misupik, if you forgot one day, you're allowed to. Why? The Igus Fixveg, it's in the text. Mishnah Bor, the Biro Aloha, Mishnah Bor, in the text. Yisbo Bishar Yom Bebroche, the Igus Fixveg, Bechodesh Achoinim. Shall see in here. See if cotton and hay. Yes, Obayoim. מי הוא מכאן ולהבא סויפר בברוכה בשער היום? Doesn't say why. And the text doesn't say why. And don't tell me he relied on before. This is in Seif Zion. This is in Seif Ches. שער הציון, he says, משום דהבא ספק ספק. He had really, it was not זויכה to be in the text. זויכה to be in the בעלה. Again, if you forgot one day, you carry on counting without a bracha. You misufik if you forgot, the next day you carry on because you have a sfek sfek. If you counted by day, tomorrow you can carry on counting with a bracha. In the text it doesn't say the reason, in the Shabbat Tzion it says, sfek sfek. Maybe every day is a separate mitzvah, and even if not, maybe counting by day could be mashlim. Now, if the pshat would be mitzad sfek sfeke, what happens if you misupik if you carry, if you count it by day? You for sure forgot by night, and you misupik if you count by day. Tomorrow night you could carry on counting or not? Happens a lot of times. I think I had 3 already this year that asked me. By night he knows he forgot, by day he remembers someone told him, but he didn't remember the day. It was bad to check when he comes back to his dinner. So, l'chu, you have a sfek sfek if I count also. Lemaiser, Shemazaman Erbach holds, you carry on counting with a bracha. Because Be'etzem, we paskin that Me'ikar Adin, if you forgot one day, you could carry on counting. Because we need a tziruf. And we made it, the tziruf is enough. These are the halachas that we have. Now we're going back to the operation. The guy is going to have surgery in the middle of the sphere and he's going for sure to miss a day. He went to ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky if to start the count with a bracha or to count without a bracha. He knows for sure he will miss a day. To count with a bracha or to count without a bracha. Reb Chaim told him to count on Alei Bracha. He brought him a Mefurash Mishneh Berurah. Simen Toch Bittes. Venoshim Ve'avodim Toch Bittes Yivkot Nigimel. Venoshim Ve'avodim Pturois Mimitzvah Zu. Dehave Mitzvah Eser Shehazman Gromo. Ve'kosam Amogel Avrom Miu כבר שווינו עליו חויבו. זוג דחפץ חיים. וכמדומה דבנסינו לא נוהגי נושים כלל לספוי. I also think the ladies do care. And now he says, in the text, מה נשאר הציור? וכוסב בספר שולחן שלם. Sometimes he says, וכוסבו האחרונים, you have a little letter, you look at the bottom, you can figure out who it was. Here he's very generous. Vekosav b'sefer shulchan shleim. De'al kol ponim lo yevorchu. Don't make a bracha, ladies. Do bevada yitu b'yayim echo. Ve'gam al piroiv einam yaydim pirushan miras. So ladies that for sure will have a mistake in one day, zog dechofetz chayim shatikel. Kosav b'shulchan shleim. דאל כל פונים לא יבורחו דא בוודא ייתו ביום אחד וגם על פי רוי בין הם יוי מילא this person that is going to have surgery is going to miss a day so חיים גניאבסקי told him now the bench דאי לא מונת רב חיים 25 years ago We have the Shulchan Shleim. I forgot to bring it today. Say the Shulchan Shleim was printed 200 years ago. And the Chofetz Chaim copied it and he missed out the word. I'll read on the Lashon. Ve'al kol ponim lo yevorchu sho bevada yitu beyoim echot. And now the words of Chofetz Chaim missed out. Vehem einom yoidois hadin. And they don't know the halacha. Vegam al piroiv einom avinas pirush amidas. Again, Chofetz Chaim brings it down. Kosa b'sheilchon shulchan shleimah. Shal kulponim lo yivorchu. Shoh bevada yitu b'yoyim echot. Kama. Vegam einom yoidois pirush amidas. We have the shulchan shleimah printed. שבבד הייתו בימי חוד והן אינם יוי נסדין. What they don't know. What they don't know. What did they don't know. What they don't know. They don't know that if you miss, you can't make a bracha. State that if you know that you miss, you don't make a bracha, you could start to make. This means my wife, even that she forgets every year, she makes a bracha. Because she knows. She yoy nesadin. So she starts, still she forgets, and then she stops. She says, "Shnei Shulchan Shleim, ve'enu enim yoydes adin." She yoydes adin. Enu virus pirush amiras. She's mevina pirush amiras. So they went back to Reb Chaim. So this person is going to have surgery. He knows from the day after surgery, he will start to make. Reb Chaim said, "No." We pass in the way the Chofetz Chaim brings it up. We know that it's missing a word. And it's not a Shachar Tzion. Here it's in the text. Kosav b'sefer Shulchan Shleimer. Then you could say, on top, we don't read a lot. No, no, no. You know, some people don't learn Shachar Tzion. Yeah? We read. From where he took it, doesn't make a difference. Now it's new. It's a new batch. Yeah? Here's another batch. It's not a made-up Chofetz Chaim. It's a lot. Kosav b'sefer Shulchan Shleimer. So the shaila is what you do. There's a sefer Moire Etzba from the Chido and Simon Zion Ois Reish Yud Zion Yezarez Ve'yase Simonim Shelo Yishkach Laila Echot Ksheino Moine B'tzivu Gaya Davaz B'yachidus Shehevshach Sheyishkach Gam Bayoim Ve'lo Yuchal Oid Lisbor Lebroche ולמפריה היו כל ברכויסו מילי לא יסו ברוכה לבטולה שתהיית כלום בחידו if someone stops למפריה היה זה ברוכה לבטולה אז הספר עולינו לשבח ורביצו גזיר בשניין he says not to make a ברוכה So Ramavada is separate in the tshuva. He says it's a sfix faker. Maybe the operation will be pushed off. Maybe it'll feel better. Says if someone taken forgets, lemaise Reb Shmuel Zalman Reuvach said legabe operation Reb Eliashi ben Chelik Gimel that you could make a bracha. Now, for two reasons. No one to explain. Rav Moshe Shteynbuch Tailes. And Shmuel Zalman, but I first tell Rav Moshe Shteynbuch. He says like this. Be'emes, who said that if when you miss a day, when you wake up, you have to count every day? Yes. You have to count. So you have a mitzvah to count now. Why when you miss one day you can't carry on counting? It's not because it's one big mitzvah and if you didn't do the whole thing you didn't do nothing. No. Even a person that knows that he's going to die has to start to count. So why if you miss a day you stop? Because you can't carry on counting. I'll give you an example. Most of the Pesachim are masking. It's every time a Shaila, someone dies in the middle of the sphere. His kids are oinanim, they can't count. So what do they do after it? So the Pesachim tell them to count when they're oinanim, not the mechav l'shem mitzvah, oinan is part of the mitzvah, but if they count, it's mamshich. If you see the Bahag says that the reason if you count by day, you could carry on tomorrow night, not because you say mecham that shit is that you could count by day. Because the day is counted, you didn't miss the counting. This is the reason in the text that Mishabud didn't want to say six fake. The Bahag himself is mashma, I counted. So Melech Rebbeisha Shneur Buchtayin is, Bichlali doesn't see the problem. Now I have a mitzvah to count. The reason we are choishish when you miss the day, you know, the Meir V'Ktzia, we'll get to it today or not, there's a halacha, if someone asks you, how much is today, say yesterday was like that. Because if you say it's like this, you can't carry on counting with the bracha. All the boys can ask, why not? I was not mechavet. Mitzvah Tzuchas Kavodah. I was not mechavet to be yoytzeh. And Mishmur is mashma be'emes, you could carry on counting. You could count the same day again. For the choymer, bracha levatola, the bracha to the shit is that the rabbonon on a kavona you yoytz. Zog the moir v'ktzia, no. The day is counted, I can't count anymore. I was not mechavel mitzvah, but the day is counted. The day is counted. So there's a musik that is called the day is counted. So when you miss the day, this is the reason lefi the shittes that is one mitzvah, is no way you can't get to seven without six.
What do you think? You can't count. You didn't count the 6 days. It's not, you can't count the 7 day. It's not shayach to count.
I read the lotion of the Baharg. Vafilu bevadei shochach balaylo lisbo soifer bayoyim beloy broche v'shuv soifer achakach demikret mimes hoyu beloy dilekei mechot legamri. This is the Moshe Sternbuch's Mahalach. The Umazlem, Rabbi Eliashiv said something else. Rabbi Eliashiv says, mi'ikar adin we paskin that every day it's a separate mitzvah. This is mashman v'sharatziyun and Simon Tov Peites. When he speaks about the Sfeksfeg, if you forgot a day, he says that I tell you, if you misubik, if you counted, you could carry on counting. This is on the first day. Aval shara yomi bevada yispor. The bezeh das rova rishoyin the mechuyu medina lispor shara yomi. Even if you missed the day. So this is the Ikar Aloch. So why if you miss a day, don't? But it will only be kabbal if someone forgot. But if you forget later, there's nothing more to be choishesh. As a sefer, the Meiria, from Machon Yerushalayim, they printed a koivetz, and bring down the hill with some young Fisher, even if you know that you will forget, you can carry on counting. So it's a machlekes. As a sefer Mishnas Yankev, on Kopchitz, he brings down, Yisirogel lemar la'anoshim atrudim ve'ena mispalim b'minyon she'abebrochel levatole. He says, it's fake, I'm not sure if they will forget. So lemaise, it's a big machlekes. Now I will explain. If it's sfik sfeike, maybe you will not forget. My guess then that year, but maybe you will not forget. He goes out of Yerushalayim. He's not a yid anymore. Yeah. So we have a case that he's for sure not going to count. So again, if the agdor is. Moshe Shmuel Shabbos told me all the moment, he says, if you have operation to bench, maybe then it will not happen, you know, after the pogrom will die, after the Mashiach will come, you know, all these tzedodim, klal yisrael, all the moment, yeah? If a guy is for sure not going to count tomorrow, he's scared to say it. But it's mashmal that most poskim hold that you could. Again, you know, the shiurim here and the ideal to be machna, not to be maker, yeah? All this whole mismatch is geboit of koyach the chumre adife. I don't want Bochum to feel now very loose. Okay, I could start and never forget. Huh? I hear there's not so posh, it's not such a problem. I want you to hear the tzadar to Bochum of Atola. It's like checking without bitu to feed the two, yeah? That you're even baliron. But you have to know that there's a big tzad. Yeah, Reb Chaim told him not to. My wife, the well, she's counting. But I'm saying, she tainas, she has a losh of Shulchan Shleime, she's Yoida Adin, she doesn't know. Some want to say that Noshim have to be Machmer. That Noshim could only bench on a Kiyuma mitzvah, not on the Chiyuv. Men have to bench on the Maisa mitzvah, because they're Mechuyuv to count. So even if at the end they don't finish, but they had to start, right? Today, you have to, my guest, doesn't have to count? He has to count. If he doesn't count, they go together. He has to count. A lady really doesn't have to count. She could mekayim a mitzvah. Mitzvah kiyumis. We said, mitzvah says she has man and chomot,
he's not told.
Not told, not told. He tomorrow doesn't count. He doesn't know. He's back in Tel Aviv. But that guy is chayiv to count today. My wife is not chayiv. The ladies are not chayiv. It's only mitzvah kiyumis. I heard it from one of the gedolei tamid chachamim. He once said, Shulchan Shleima only said it on ladies. That be'etzem, they don't have a chiyuv to make a bracha. If they do a mitzvah, they could make a bracha. If they don't have, they're going not to finish the mitzvah, so don't make a bracha.
A man wakes up in the morning, the first night. Yevet tzivon or nishvet tzivon? Yevet tzivon. What does that mean? Hashem will help. Now it's a tzivon. A lady doesn't have a tzivon. She does the mitzvah she could. She knows she's not going to do the mitzvah. So she can make a bracha. But Shehengen, a man, has to make a bracha on the tzivitz. Like, gizunt alom v'shatayin. So mainly, even if the Shulchan Shleimah, without the Shulchan Shleimah that we have, we'll take the print that the Mishnah Berurah saw, yeah? Some say that was a print, he saw the sefer, he missed out these words for a reason. Some say it was like, Chofetz Chaim had a sefer that was malakit from a lot of svarim. Someone told me once that. And that sefer copied it wrong. I'm not sure how it happened. But because of what I'm saying, so, feed them, could be my wife is wrong. But again, feed the girsa v'hein einam yoydes adin, she knows the din. So she could make a broch. I'm saying, a person has to be scared if he's going to forget to start to make a broch. But to say that it's also, say, even better from Reb Chaim, could be here, it's better, even from Reb Chaim Kanievsky asks where a guy is going to have surgery, but this bacher could be this year, for sure he has a tzad, and maybe he'll be mamshich. Okay, so that chelik we took here. We'll go to the next. But the problem was that my guest, Ayyemi Mechod Lohim, he doesn't know what Echod even means. He doesn't know, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. He thinks Ayyemi Mechod means a Kodesh Baruch. Whole night was echod miyadeh, echod shmaim ba'aretz. He doesn't know Hebrew. I could tell him to make a bracha or not. So I want to explain. I had a cousin that asked the stipend of the kasha. The Ran says in Psochim, sometimes you make al. And sometimes you make le. Le'oniach tefillin, al mitzvah tefillin. Le'hisatev betzitzis, al mitzvah tzitzis. Al amile, lomul. And the Ran says the cloud. Hashem will learn in Dav Zayin. We make al biur chometz. Shaz the Vdike, we make the broche al biu chometz. Why? Dovo she'efshar al yedei shliach, you make al. Dovo she'efshar al yedei shliach. Frank Leran, al mikro megillah. Someone can read a megillah for you. Someone can read a study. You stay in yeshiva and the guy will read the Megillah for you. So you can't do it on the yeshiva. Mila, I could stay home. Don't have to go to the bris. Famous maise, Chavon Chom was learning with the Chofetz Chaim. And he told him he had a baby boy who wants to go back to the bris. Chofetz Chaim asked him if he's a moyel. But the travel fire, 20 days for what? For a mitzvah? Get up, say Krishna, we're going to have home. I asked him, you're a boy? Well, it's a boy, so I'm a shluch, maybe. So this is shliach. Of a mikro megillah, and no one could do it for you. So I'm going to run over Shemeh Kohine. You're right that he can't manage to do it for me, but I can go to shul, and I don't have to say, it's also called Yisrael Bei Shliach. It's a chidush. Frank de Ran, Sfira Sohime. How you can make al? Says, dear, we count from the oimer that was koev. Al sfiras oimer. Let me show you now what he means. Fact, why he doesn't answer? Shemei koine, I don't have to count, you could say it for me. That's been in the bracha, that's been in the days. Lechu emuchach in the Ran, that Shemei Koine doesn't help in Sfira Soina. I'm not speaking about the Brocha. I'm speaking about the counting. He can't count for you.
The Chum Mefurashara. The Mishneh Brura is Mesupik if Shemeh Koine helps in Sfira Soimer. Svartem Lochem, he brings a Ritzgeus. Sfira Lecholechot Ve'echo. He looks, he found up a Ritzgeus. My cousin asked the stipler, Mot Chayaf, and he has a yeshiva today in Flatbush. Well, look. He asked the stipler, doesn't understand. Chofetz Chaim is looking for rice if Shemeh Kohen helps us feel sorry. Before Sharam, that doesn't help. Chofetz Chaim found a bis Yosef. Aritz Geus. Sfartum Lochem, Sfira Lechol Echol. It's not getting very much. None of the bracha. Speaking about the Sfira Alei. It's time to talk a couple of minutes. Tzorichi. So, what is the answer? Rav Shlomo Zalman was masking with me. Rav Shlomo Chaim was masking. I told him, Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi, Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi. So he told me, he doesn't think that the pshat is that I managed to answer a kasha that the stipler didn't answer. The 5 minutes that the stipler taught made you to have the answer. So, Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi. Either way, Rav Shlomo Zalman told me that it's MS, and Rav Chaim was masking. Dvar Avrom has a shayla. A bocher, it happens to me, in old days we would say alamol, Dvar Avrom like it is. Today you could say it in bocher. Today some boys have phones, so it's different. The choshev ones, they go to shul. A bocher is in the deer at 12 o'clock by night, he remembers he didn't count his phone. He's not sure if it's 19 or 20. What he does, it's 2 o'clock by night. Then you could call someone. I'm asleep, you could call a different country. It's animal, you could call someone. Yeah? But in the old days, you can't call. 12, 2 o'clock, when that, what do you do? You're in the bed already. Okay, so you have to stand off for a soima. We learn from Hechel Chermash Bakoimo. Bakoimo, Al Tikri Bakoimo. Hello, Bakoimo. You have to stand. Say that. So the Bokhah says, Ayoim, Chas Ayoim. Shei Shavuos. Then he says, I am asking you. It's not enough. He counted 5 days, me suffered. At one, as I cleared the Tvar Avrom, Ahoylech Bamidbo, Ve'ino Yoidei Ayoy. You could count, today is like this, today is like this. Miskarov, what's saying? Nasati Esev, Mesodecholi Ve'entecho. So the Esev. It's not so close. It was older. It was very hard for them to say. It would say, "Fenosati Esev, Esev Gros Besodecha." Because Becholosh and Yoytzes, he would say it in Yiddish. So the Esev, Esev Gros Besodecha Vivem Techo. So I'm not a shach on a Gros, not an Esev. So the guy says, 15, 16, on a night. Zog the Dvar Avrom, it's nothing. It's not God counting. He wants to say that one of the answers, the Shaila, the Chutz Loretz, right? They keep 2 days Yontif. Why? Because the Bisamidosh was Kayam, they were not, the Shluchim didn't come. So Minag Abisenu. So why they don't count two spheres? Like in Sukkot in the Tefillah, they say both, yeah? Abba Porim, Chamisha Porim, right? Two Kriyas Ateres. Balagan. Why you don't have like that sphere also? There's a lot of answers. Zog the Dvar Avrom, if they didn't know the day, they didn't count at all. If the Shluchim didn't count, they didn't count. There's no counting. If they didn't know when it's Pesach, there's no counting. There's no meaning of saying to be a day on that counting. Counting Misofik is not counting.
Wait,
he says that Dvar Avrom, Zaloch, if you don't understand, you're not Yoitze. The person, the Mogen Avrom holds that if you don't understand Loshon HaKodesh, you're not Yoitze. Now we know, in Alamol and Krishma, even if you don't understand Loshon HaKodesh, you're Yoitze. If you say it in Russian, you don't understand, you're not Yoitze. But Loshon HaKodesh, you don't have to understand. Right? This is a cloud. It's a loshon be'etzem. Among the Avraham Paskins, that in Sfira Sa'oima, and Sfira Sa'oima, if you don't, and Sfira Sa'oima, if you don't understand, you're not Yoytze. Frank Dachroinim, Maishno Mikrishma. Torah says, and Sfira, you have to count, you have to know the days. If you don't know the days, it's not count counting. I'm a subek lemaisa lefidem ogen Avraham that you have to know. What would be if someone, a marshal, Amerikanische, yeah, a real Amerikanische, he doesn't know Hebrew. But he knows that today it's 20. But he doesn't know when he says, Ayoim Esrim Yoim, Shem Shnei Shavuos V'Shish Hayomim, he doesn't know if 20 goes into the word Hayoim. Or when he says, Sheheim, it means 20. He knows in these words it's 22 weeks, 6 days. Where the words go in, he doesn't know. If the Magen Avraham means he has to understand, Ayoim is today, 20 is 20, Esrim, he has to understand or not. But as I first back to the kash. V'meile, when someone is moitzi you in Shemei Kohen and Sfira Sa'ima, and he will count for you. He will count for you. But you will not understand. I will say better, not you not understand. You will not count in your heart. He says, Ayoim Esrim. You're Yoytze or not? Could be you're not Yoytze. The counting, I need to do the counting. He could say the words for me. He can't count for me. And Megillah is only to say the text. Krishna is to say the text. So, if Shemei HaKohen helps, so you're right, if it's not Shemei HaKohen, it's nothing. It's not called Shlicha. Shlicha means I could send it to the Rebbe's Mille and I could stay in Yeshiva. I have to stand there. The Ran was in the Kasha, this is what he understood. Mele asked the Kasha for Mikro Megillah. And he answered, Issa B'Shemei HaKohen. But in Sfira Sa'ima, you're right that that person could say the words for me. But he can't count for me. B'meile, it's not called Issa B'Shlichas. And Megillah is Issa B'Shlichas, he does the whole thing. It's a tonight, Shemei HaKohen, it's a tonight. Here's not only a tonight. I have to understand the days. B'meile, someone that doesn't understand the idea of counting, even if he understands that Yoim Echot, today is one, but he doesn't understand what he's counting. Could be it's not called that it helps. Even if he understands that Yoim Yom Echot, he doesn't. He thinks you say it. It's not. I don't know if it's called counting. Any idea? I'm a super a lot of times. I know it's a yeshivish and nerv, but these things I like. The motion, a lot of times you count, and then your OCD. You know what is OCD? I think everyone has a little bit of it, yeah? Some people lock the door twice by night. Everyone washes his hand. Some krishma. Every bacher meets, you know, bumps into it somewhere in his bacher's life. If not, it's a kasha, yeah? So you count the motion today. So I counted Yom Esrim Yom. Then someone comes over to me, it was 20, right? So I tell him, yes, but you have to count again. Afazay invited you were nervous, so you were not sure. So you didn't count. Dahainu, it's not enough to count and then to check. And the tzad that you're checking, even if you're right, you're not Yoytze.
don't mean just in case. Not just in case. Well, so this is the shayla. What if if a guy is in the midbar and he knows the dvar avon? He says, you know what? I was a 19. Oda I will hit it. Oda oda. The lottery also I tried to hit numbers. 19. And the other day he says 21. He tries. Yes, because about it, because 9. The Dvar Avraham is only 19, 20 is garbage. But if you would say only 19, even if he has a 10 and it's 20, he's counting this time. The Hainu, the suffix that we were mercy from the Dvar Avraham is when you misupik in the sphere. So the Dvar Avraham spoke on a guy that was misupik, and he counted misupik. And that's why I don't know why he counted misupik. First he said 19, and after 5 minutes he says 20. The Torah says, this is not called counting if you don't know what is the day. So if a guy is misupik, what is the day? Could be will not help to go over after it to reassure yourself by your friend. I had a moment I have as a nerve, I count again. Not sure if it's 20 or not. You never miss something if it's 20.
You really knew. You
count 20. So why? What happens?
Is it called knowing? OCD.
No. So listen, if his mom is sick, pill chet nisht of that. Yeah. I mean to say, I'm only using the OCD to explain. It's not 100%. Yeah.
So could
be zaloch of 90.
He pumped 20.
So why he's going to find out? He's not sure. And for zayin biter, he's not sure. He's not counting. After he said, say again. Say it. I say again. When I find myself that I'm nervous, I say it again. So then I say it and I say it, yeah? Because of that. If I say by that I have a suffix, and I'm not sure if I know the day or not.
As long as it's suffix, it can be yesterday. So I end up coming out
and
you never
count it. Right. Yesterday he's not sure if he counted or not. So now, he's not sure if it's 19 or 20.
No,
but I'm saying. So that six fake is allowed to carry out counting. But now he's not sure, no, explain because it's enough to count. But now he's not sure if it's 20 or not. So anyway, the Dvar Avraham was Mechadish has no sphere of himself. So in his case, Taka, the guy said a double number, and Taka didn't know. And this is what we say with Shemek Goyne, it's called that I'm Gandhi, he has to be Maitzi Mitak.
No,
to make a bracha. But I'm saying, if you're nervous, not enough, you go over to study. So I myself, Taka, a lot of times I'm a supik. No, I'll say more from that. A chumah that I'm machmir, I don't know if it's a mokum, maybe next we'll get the moshul. Now, it's brought down that when you say hayoim, to know the day. Shavuot says even when we make the bracha to know the day. Right? So the halacha is because the teiras that the bracha is a part of the ma'aseh sfirah, you have to know the day. So that is you're not sure. So what do? You make the bracha hayoim and you listen to the two guys near you, okay? All of us do it sometimes. Son, this year is no problem, Bichlal. You know this year is no problem, Bichlal? Because it's every time of the week. So today was 20, 2 weeks and 6 days. Tomorrow, it'll be Lel Shabbos, it'll be 3 weeks. But the Shabbos will be again, 3 weeks and 1 day. It works out. But why am I weird about it? Because of all these pressures, yeah? So this year, it works out very well. But as the Inyan Lekatchila in Shavuot says, to explain the Torah, the Bishas the Brocha to know. So you know, but you're not confident, yeah? So you wait, the Olam Nir will start. Could be it's not good. If a Zay Vay that you're not sure, it's not called counting. So it could be the Indian people when you say Hayoim Yoim to know. Not Hayoim Yoim. Hayoim Esrim Yoim. To say with them together.
I'm saying, I'm asking, Leila, I was very misupik if this guest that doesn't know Bichlal what is happening here, so they had a six faker not to give a bracha. First, I know tomorrow he will not be mamshich. And also, he's not so sure what he's counting.
Why
did
you
be
talking in English?
What?
Maybe
Tom
just
to
tell them English.
He was not American. I just didn't want to speak against that group. He also didn't speak English.
Or
any other
language.
That language I didn't know. Yeah. That was years ago that, you know, we had different guests in Pesach, you know, called the Chfini Yesim Yoichal. So we had different guests. Tried to make out of them. We'll stop.
Well, just saying, we always have a six shaker l'chum. The point that says we really watch the tomorrow wrong. So if I have a subway that I count yesterday, even if I did count yesterday, maybe I have something in my mind.
You can never
count.
No, you were so good if you counted yesterday, but you know what you saw what it says in the sign in the shtiblach. It says that it's 20.
No, but most people don't do that. So always have a six shaker l'chum or not.
Why is it
so? Something that I count yesterday.
Even if you know the date today.
Who?
Normally guys come over and say, I know today is 20, I'm not sure if I counted yesterday. Not that he's not sure what is today.
Well, how far does it go? I don't know. Maybe when I counted yesterday, maybe I didn't know the day. I'm saying if Rebbe's coaches with the bar of Rome every single time you count, then there's no end. I ain't so good
though. Shaila, what is the level of the OCD? It's 5 steps.
Is it OCD? Is it a former? What is it?
It's level of OCD. If it's not OCD, and even if it's OCD, the mindset is
always missing something in our count. Before he wouldn't have counted. So in the Shasta, his taco was the suffix nachtem is not a problem in the countdown.
How does suffix
happen
later?
Had it happened, because remember, Omer has
been... No, I'm not speaking 5 minutes later. Ready, and then he gets it.
Why he asked someone?
Because the Shasta is not 100%.
If he wasn't 100%, he would have waited.
If he was laid by the 100%, you can't make the problem.
Who would be there? Wouldn't ask me. Who would be there? Wouldn't ask.
So I asked. I said, say it again.
I don't know, but OCD is good. That chisson is your definition. Is your definition of vada? Because you're always like that. That chisson is always the definition.
I'm not speaking on the real illness. I'm saying that lemais a lot of times. So the Torah says that guy can count for me. So this is not Shemek, but I can ask him again. Before it's Shemek, it's Bechal, not Shemek. Because you know what? He does the Maisa and I'm Shtalik Tzutra. But for Zayimah, he's not doing the counting. The counting I'm doing. He's saying the word, right? But not only, I'm not here like this. He's Moitzi me in Shemek. It's not nice Shemek. He's not Moitzi me in the sphere. I have to count.
Yeah, that's the problem.
As they be going home, but here's much more.
Shemekah,
what do you want? No, I have to count. Count for me.
So Shemekah, like, yeah. Not Shemekah, sorry.
The eager of the sphere is a tnai b'peh.
The last thing?
Sphere is b'peh. What's only if you're not sure besides the Asamaisi said right? You understood it. Asamaisi understood it.
So this is the suffering. But if one man, and he said one or two, or even if you count, you were not sure what you're counting, even if it worked out well, you were not yet. It's not from the last thing. Sphere means that you count.
Why is it a count? I understood.
A sphere is suffering, it's not a count.
Why is it said two?
So that's the shed. Two? So the vote is.
Why did he pick a tier of two?
No, he explains. Why in footballs we don't count 2 days?
You pass every day.
But why he doesn't count?
Even if he counts one, why didn't he say if he counts one, he has a
problem? So Itaki doesn't know, so what to do? So Shai is counting.
He was the stomach the most. Why is he
say, so the answer would be he said in 2 days, one of the two, it's for sure. Let's talk about what's going to be something that's going to be.
You have his OCD, you have to, and you didn't say it over again, you have to maybe can't make a bracha afterwards?
Six fake.
Have you met Yehud that it's Shemek Oina, so you can go to Shemek Oina?
No, Shemek Oina, like I explained. But Edson, I can't send him to read the Megillah for me. If I'm standing, I could be Yehud with him. Right? That is the Chirush of Iran that is called Al Deach. So he's reading the Megillah, I'm shtelling to. But when he's counting, I have to count.
So by the case of the Oini, they send the words. And it's not a counting.
It's not a mitzvah. So the chiddush is you can count even without the mitzvah. You could do the Maisa Sphere without the Mitzvah.
But in the Shailin, someone
has
to miss a day because
it hurts.
Sometimes take a flight.
Only from Australia.
Miss a day.
Go by
deadline. So would it be the same?
No. Same thing, same shot. This was the first case, I just skipped it. One of my
Sphere cases
that I have. בעולם שלנו מהצד הברית לאוסטרליה.